What is up, dreamers?
Shazam!
Oh, Shazam.
Yeah.
That was a terrible opening line.
Oh, what?
It is Wednesday the 16th of February. My name is Jay Devine, and this is Thomas Smith with me, and we are presenting the Get Lucid podcast, the podcast all about lucid dreaming. How's it going, Thomas? Are you all right, sir?
I'm doing lovely, thank you.
Oh, that sounds very enthusiastic. How's your lucid dreaming experience been this week? You been doing all right, or?
I've been dipping in and out, you know.
The casual cheeky skinny dip.
Yeah, I mean, not a lot. I mean, well, I had one.
So yeah, not a lot then.
But I want to see what happened to you.
Well, yeah, but you,
the grapevine's told me some outrageous stories. So.
That's because I rang you up and told you. That's why. There was no grapevine involved. It was just me on a mobile phone.
The O2 wireless phone line.
Yeah, man. No, I had a ridiculous lucid dream. Probably my most intense one yet. Well, I say probably.
Yeah,
I actually mean.
Speak?
Yes, I did.
Oh, let's go.
So shut you right up, mate. But that wasn't actually the sort of concentration. Like, I didn't really concentrate on that because, you know, last week I said that I was getting frustrated with the fact that I'm just trying to do one thing and I was well tunnel visioned. So like this week I really did try to do something a bit different. So it was pretty juicy. But what about yours? I'll hear your, because mine's a bit more juicier, I think. I'll leave it till afterwards. So
okay, all right.
What about your experience this week?
Well, like, well, we had a competition last week.
Yes, we did.
Who could have the most wilds?
Yeah.
Well, the only lucid dream I had was a wild. How many did you have?
I only had one, and it was not a wild.
So I won. I won it.
You did. So I'm gonna. I hopefully.
1-0.
Have you purchased the beanbag yet?
Oh, you know. I mean, just buy me a pint. Buy me a beer.
I'll buy you a beer. I think I'll take that, and maybe the slap in the chops. But I'm not really up for the beanbag. So.
Nah.
It's too much effort. Mate, that'll take years to fill that beanbag.
That'd be awful.
All right.
I'm not cleaning that mess up.
No,
like this wild I had, right? You know, because I just did the normal thing. I woke up about 7.
Yeah.
I stayed up for about an hour, went back to bed, and this time it wasn't as intense as it has been in the past, where I get like ridiculous imagery and sounds. It was more just sort of a grey or sort of black state, and the dream just sort of came through, sort of cloudy. Like really, like sort of blotching, and it just sort of developed from there. And you know, when you do a wild, you know you're in a dream because you're conscious throughout the whole environment.
But yeah, well, you go into it, don't you? So you
even if this wasn't a wild, I would have realized I was in a dream because I found, as soon as I was in the dream scene, I found myself mopping, you know, a pavement outside,
and mopping.
I was like, well, I know this is a dream, but I was like, this is an outrageous dream sign anyway because I mop pavement, you know, so. But that happens, and then, and like last week I said, I really wanted to get into a pub and get battered.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you said you wanted to create a pub from a magical beam that came from your hand.
Yeah, well.
Did that work?
Too well.
Was that too too ambitious?
What I did was, like, I didn't feel that, I don't know, that ability within me for some reason.
Right.
So what I did was I started climbing up a drain pipe on this massive house.
A drain pipe?
I wanted to get a better view of the dream scene.
Could you not flag it up?
Well, then, yeah, what? This is it. I was climbing the drain pipe, right. And I was like, you know what? I'm in a dream. Why am I even... This has been taking ages. I was like, I can just do anything. So then I just said, rather than fly, I just grabbed the drain pipe where I was and just yanked myself
and did
a massive super yank.
Super yank?
I just did a big old yank and just yanked to the top. And then I sort of like was doing like a sea view look to see if I could find any pubs or bars or, you know, just anywhere, an off license, anything that was selling alcohol.
Could you not have just sort of magicked the alcohol up once again?
Could have. Well, you can do that, but I don't know. At the time, I was just trying to find one. I wasn't thinking really dreamlike.
Yeah, I suppose,
I was thinking more logically, which is weird. But I couldn't find one. I started to fly. I flew off the roof, and I was looking at like houses and stuff. And then I just basically lost the dream really. And I tried rubbing my hands, but enough. I didn't stabilize it, and I woke up. And I think mainly because I was so concerned about finding the pub, I sort of forgot to stabilize the dream and sort of make sure that like it was all stabilized. Ooh. And like. The dream wasn't fading before I started trying to find this pub.
Well, you were kind of doing what I had been doing.
Yeah.
You know, where you're just so juiced up and concentrating on one thing that you forget to sort of loosen up and enjoy the dream. And it does fade quickly when you start, you know, and taking it professionally.
I find with wilds, this seems to happen though even more so. Like a wild seems to be shorter for me. Than a dream induced.
Do you feel that's because you're lucid throughout, like you're lucid straight away, so like there's no sort of buffer time, like you know when you like realize that you're in a dream, you've already had that like starting bit to get used to the dream state.
Exactly, sort of stable, and also you're in a proper deep sleep.
Yeah,
you know, and you've just gone into REM and you've probably been in a dream for a bit, you know, just checking out the locals.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting involved.
So basically, a wild is probably more hard to sustain because of that reason. So.
Yeah. Well, I find so anyway. Yeah. But So that's all that happened to me. Really, quite boring.
I don't know. It wasn't too bad.
I massively climbed up a drain pipe and flew up and woke up. It was lovely.
Awesome. Well, it doesn't quite come close to the ridiculous experience that I had.
Come on. Give me some juice.
Well, I can't really quite remember how I got lucid, because I was in my bedroom straight away. So either I did kind of wild it and just fell into the dream, or instant. Oh no, that I think what happened is that I was lying in bed like I would have been normally, and I just did a random reality check, and I was just like, oh shit, I'm actually in a dream. And you know when you're sort of in and out of sleep, and you're lying in bed and you can't get comfortable. I was just like, oh, I'm just going to check, make sure this isn't just a dream. Because it was ridiculous. I was ridiculously uncomfortable for ages. It was just frustrating, right?
That was your dream sign, uncomfortable. Yeah.
So like I checked and I was like, oh, all right then. So I got out of bed, was pretty excited because it was ridiculously real. It was by far the clearest dream I've ever had, except for maybe one of my false awakenings where I went into the bathroom, cleaned my teeth and all that sort of stuff, and really, really thought I was going to...
False awakenings are basically real life.
fucking weird. So, I walked over to, like, my desk, where I am sitting right now, like, around my computer and that, and I was proper looking at it, like, just, you know, feeling it up, because, like I said last week, I haven't really indulged myself in just the dream scene, so I went a bit nuts this week, and I was like... I was playing with a mouse, like rubbing my hands against the walls, like juicing up, right?
This happened to me in one of the like earlier episodes, and I said to you, I was like, I'm just rubbing my face on like a keyboard. Yeah. And
I remember you saying that, and I was like, that didn't sound that cool. But like when you do it in a dream, it's like, oh my god, a mouse! Ooh. It's like it's the coolest thing you've ever seen, because you know it's not like real to the sense of
it helps stabilize the dream as
well. It definitely does, because you're getting involved in it. And the stupidest thing, right, is, you know, I said like, oh, well, I'm not going to try and get women this time, blah, blah, blah. I like turned around and in my bed, right, this is after I was just like fucking about with the keyboard. I turned round and Gwyneth Paltrow was lying in my bed.
Oh my goodness. That is a step up.
I'm not really a massive fan of Gwyneth Paltrow. Like, she's not that cool. Like,
oh, goodness.
Obviously, she's ridiculously hot, but
yeah.
She's, I don't know, it's just out of all the people in the world, I really wouldn't have expected Gwyneth Paltrow to just pop into my dream, but she did, right? And, like the clear cut, sort of blonde woman, not really my type, like personally. So I was like, oh, it'd be better looking if she was a bit alternative, you know, maybe a tattoo. Well, that's literally turned back round, she was covered in tattoos. I was like, what the fuck?
Just one dirty tattoo.
It was ridiculous. And
was it too many?
No. She looked amazing. But I was like, right. And I was going to like proper get involved with her. And then I thought, no.
Like, bigger breasts.
I'm not
and
in
then
for this.
Turn around.
I was like, I've got bigger things. Right? So I was like, right, I'm going to just walk through my wall. Like it was basically walking through my door, but without opening it. Yeah. So I took a little bit of a run up and dived through it, right? And I went through it and I just went into a pitch black. I was like, oh, shit. I've lost it. I moved backwards and I just sort of melded back through into my bedroom. I was like, oh, thank fuck for that. So I just opened it. I was like, right, I'm not going to do that for a while. Just open the door.
That's weird. Yeah. Do you reckon the dream just ran out of ideas?
I don't think it was expecting me to just do it. I don't know.
I've never experienced that.
It was really strange, right? So, so I opened the door instead of being stupid and just diving through it randomly, almost catching my dream off guard. So I opened
it. You've got like a load of building workers outside, just like, wait a minute, mate.
We're just constructing the dream scene. Give me a minute. Oh, fuck, we're on our tea break.
We haven't even put the sky in yet. Get back in there.
That's kind of what it was like, right? So I opened the door normally and it was fine. It was just my normal house corridor because I wasn't thinking of, oh, I'm going to change stuff. I just walked through it, right? Yeah. Went downstairs. My mum was like, can you do the dishes and take the dog out? I was like, fuck off, mum. It's a dream. And she was like, a what? And I was like, yeah, I'll see you later. Just opened my front door and burst out, right? And so I was on the front street of my house and it was ridiculous. I was like, right, I'm gonna go for a fly. I was like, I haven't flown yet. So I'm up for trying it. So like I jumped, right? And I just sort of hovered down. I was like, oh, mate, I'm feeling it brewing. But I was just saying to myself, like, I've got no doubt. I know I can do this. I know it's possible, right? So I jumped again and I fucking like super jumped and just flew into the air. I was like, oh, my God. And I started falling. I was like, oh, shit, this is intense because you probably get the feeling in your stomach. You know that like when you drop. Like a roller coaster, it's that feeling. I was like, oh my God, I'm falling. So I was like, no, stabilize it. So I like hovered mid air and was like, right, I'm gonna proper go for the supersonic, like break the sound barrier type flight. I built it up. I was like, here we go, and I just started going slowly, and then I just sort of boomed. It's quite hard to explain, but like suddenly I just like broke the sound barrier. I was like, flying through the air. It was definitely the most intense experience I've ever had. I was just like, I was almost shaking in my dream. It was that crazy. I was like, oh, that was amazing. So I landed eventually after I got over the novelty factor flying. I landed on the floor.
Sound of speed.
And this is quite a long, lengthy dream as well. It was a good while. So I landed on the floor, right? And then I just started randomly getting on these birds that were walking past. It was quite funny. And like all their friends were like giving me proper dirty looks. I was like, well, maybe if I look like Brad Pitt or something, they wouldn't really mind because I'd be ridiculously good looking. So like I swiped my face with my hat.
Oh my God.
And
carried on
walking. And all the women were like, hi, how's it going? And give me the wink, give me the eye as I was walking along. And I was like, this is amazing. I was just like, I've literally just turned myself into Brad Pitt and I'm walking down the street. I was like, this is fucking awesome, right? So then I flew off again for a little bit and I landed in this little building. It was like an open terraced pub type building, right?
Oh, you found a pub?
Yeah, mate. And listen, I didn't actually drink, but I floated back down into this, like, it was like a garden, but in a brick wall bit. Yeah, it's really weird, right? And it had like
a drinking venue.
It had almost like a blanket over the top of it, like just covering the shade of the sun. It's a very strange little place. And so like I sat down and Martin Payne, sorry, I shouldn't really say people's names. Martin and Andrew Robinson were sitting in this pub, right? And these are like guys that me and Smith went to school with. But obviously I see Martin every now and then, but we don't talk, these aren't guys in our friend group or anything, so we distantly see them every now and then. So I floated in and I saw them in this pub, right? So I sat with them and I started to lose lucidity a bit. I think if you go with the flow too much, you lose it a bit.
Also, if you don't move much and you're not doing anything,
so I was sitting down.
If you're sitting down
next to them in a pub scene, they were drinking.
Which is ridiculous in a lucid dream, really.
And they were speaking.
You could have just met them in the local pub. Just got around in.
Oh, it was weird. And so I started talking to him, obviously. And they were going, oh, you talk about Joey's music and film. And I was just like, no, I do talk about other things. Like, I'm not just all about music and film. And they were like, no, you definitely just talk about music and film. And then I just woke up and that was it. But that was an outrageous lucid dream.
That is epic. Like, I've never experienced like flying at that speed that you're on about, because I've heard people do it.
It was absolutely outrageous. I think the reason I could do it, this is kind of stupid, but I played that DC Universe, didn't I?
Yeah, I know.
Which is well, pretty, it's all right, Gabe.
You say this because I had a Dead Space 2 dream as well.
Oh.
And it's... I was getting eaten by necromorphs, the aliens. And I woke up and I still remember, it makes me shiver, the feeling of like getting eaten by this alien.
And the most annoying thing is you can't get lucid because you think it's normal.
So like you've actually got this memory of being eaten by an alien. Yeah. It's like rather than like last week I woke up and I remembered like, oh, this whirlpool experience of like rainbow colours coming through my hands and stuff. But this week I got eaten. Like it was nibbling on my shoulder. It was awful.
Oh.
Hated it.
Well, there you go.
If I got lucid in that, I'd have just got a massive bat out and just hit it to shit. Just killed it.
Well, you could have just been like, go away. That's it, it's gone.
So, and that was a good dream sign as well, because I completed it, so I wouldn't be playing it again.
No, but you say that, but like I said, I've said this ages ago, that I think films and games and that sort of, any sort of involving stuff that is a bit out of reality or over the top, but you watch it or play it in reality...
Well, that's quite good then, because like if you wanted to do a specific thing in a dream, but you're not necessarily good at becoming lucid,
yeah,
you could probably just obsess about it and just watch stuff on it for ages.
Well, luckily, that's what I said. Like, I played this DC game, and there's like an ability to fly, right? And you get like slow flying, and then you get like super super speed flying, and you have to click a certain button, right? And suddenly you just boom, like sonic boom, and go through. And I just had
boom
that
out.
Thought in my mind. And when I went to do it, it worked perfectly. Yeah. And I think if you've got slightly like a slight frame of reference,
definitely,
or some sort of you've previously imagined a way of doing it, or you know something like that, then you can proper just boom into it, and it was awesome. Like I
get the sonic boom out,
and I really was so happy that I had control in that dream, because that's the first time I've had control, and everything that I wanted came true.
But you're Brad Pitt for a bit.
That was really funny. Sounds I was outrageous. Proper cracking up when I was walking along.
I would have gone for Roger Moore myself, but
Roger Moore, charming, yeah, charming
classic
man.
James Bond.
No, it was just so weird, like just casually walking, getting with random birds, and just being like, oh, they're giving me the worst looks ever. And then suddenly I was like the coolest kid in the world. I was just walking along like, yeah, what's up? It was pretty cool.
It's funny how you can. You could do anything in a lucid dream, but I'm pretty sure most 9 times out of 10, you'll be the same now, I reckon. Like, I'll do something ridiculous, like go flying or like fire a machine gun, but I'll always get with someone. I'll always kiss a woman.
Well, you got to do it once you go. Like, you can just do it once you get from A to B.
Even if the dream's about to fade.
Yeah.
If the dream's just about to fade, I'll just quickly get one in. Just like, come here, love.
It's part of the experience like. Now, isn't it? It's just like, why not? When in Rome, like you say.
It's like a friendly goodbye to the dream. Just get on someone.
Quickly
kiss goodbye.
Yes. When we get well good, it's going to be way more than that just to say goodbye.
You have to light the candles, get a blanket out. Come on, let's say
romantic
goodbye.
Romantic date. Oh, man. You see what, saying that, did you see what Sean wrote on Facebook about Valentine's Day? It was very funny. It was like, I'm going to get laid in a lucid dream tonight. I thought that was quite amusing. Oh, man. That's Sean from Lucidity. I might as well plug it whilst I've said it. IIIProductions.com. Make sure you check it out, guys. It's like a web saga. You should probably know that by now.
I wonder if he did get laid.
What, in a lucid dream? We'll have to talk to him. We'll get him on the show later on.
Fingers crossed, Sean.
Oh, yeah, we were going to get Duig on the show this week, but Valentine's Day kind of ruined
that. He's got a girlfriend. He's got a life.
Yeah, he's got a life. Me and Swift just don't. Our lives are in the astral world.
Don't say that. That sounds awful.
That does sound obsessively mad. No, we're not that bad, but it's just.
Well, you've said it now.
Dewey can come on, but we'll get him on soon.
We'll project him over here later.
Oh yes, sir. Oh yes. So, well, we've pretty much caught up on our lucid dreaming antics. Oh, actually, saying that, I do have one more small thing I found very, very strange. You know, we were talking about, I can't remember which episode it was, how sometimes you think you're in a dream, but then you're like, no, actually, I'm not. I'm just having a thought. And then
and
you wake up and you're like, oh, no, that was a dream.
Yeah, I've had that quite a bit
I had that again this week where I was recording the podcast, but not with you.
Oh, you've had what?
With another
You're replacing
friend.
Me.
Yeah, man, you're gone.
Oh.
You're, in my dreams, you're gone.
It was that Shazam, wasn't it, at the beginning?
Yeah, did ruin the mood. Again,
killed it. Oh.
So like I was I replaced you with, I can't remember, I think it might have been Mike or someone like that, right? And it was well funny. I was talking on the microphone, and then suddenly I did like a pig squeal down the mic. You know, like the I'm not going to do it now because it would just.
You've got to do it now.
It's not happening.
Do it.
Like that, right? I did that. I did that down the microphone because I thought it was going to be well funny. I thought it was going to be well funny, and it was. It came out ridiculous, and it scared the shit out of me. And I woke up, and I was like, "That was a really freaky pig squeal." Like, and I thought it was a thought, but it wasn't. It was a dream. Freaked the shit out of me. I've never ever heard anything that loud come out of my mouth before. It's outrageous.
I don't know. I don't know if this is me going slightly insane, but like, I had a dream. I like that's a normal thing to say anyway. I had a dream the other day where I wasn't lucid, but I it was a really, really boring dream. It was like almost like my day. I literally I woke up, but sort of like a false awakening, I guess. I went in and I had a bath, which I don't usually
you had
do.
A
so
bath?
You could say you a bath.
In a lucid in a normal dream.
In a normal dream. I was in a bath. Like I literally got out of bed, like sort of like got my towel, went, literally acted like I was in Waking Life,
right?
And like that would have been a dream sign, I guess, because I don't usually have baths, but it's not a very, it's a very subtle
one. It's quite plausible that you could.
And I remember having this bath. I was in there, like I washed my hair, like rushing down the soap, like proper had a bath.
Are you sure you didn't actually have a bath in real life?
No.
Are you sure?
No. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I ain't got time for baths. But I and then I finished the bath and unplugged it, and I remember thinking, whoa, this water is draining quickly, and that is another dream sign. But right. It's a really subtle one, like because it did proper go down quick.
Yeah.
And then I got out and I was like, right. I looked outside and it was raining. I was like, I was going to cycle to work today. And like it's a really boring dream. And then I got on my bike and like started cycling to work. And then I woke up.
Yeah, I hate this. Basically, like a false awakening, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, but then like next like couple of days, I'm in waking state, and like I've got all this weird stuff happening. Like I've got someone from head office coming down to teach me how to do like coffee training, and like making me drink like she made me drink so much espresso. I had like three like double shot espressos, two cappuccinos, and two lattes. And I was like, this is ridiculous. This has got to be a dream. Like, and I'm in waking state, like, checking my hands. And a woman's just like, what are you doing? Get back here. Stop shaking your hands. And,
I had too much coffee.
Yeah. And something, just strange things happen in waking state sometimes. And I really do question if I'm actually in a dream. But then I'll be in a dream and something boring will happen. And I think it's real life. It's sort of like this swap.
Yeah.
That's only one thing that's only happened to me once, really. But it's really weird. Once you start getting into lucid dreaming and something strange happens in your waking life, you really do question if you're actually dreaming. It's quite mental.
But I suppose that's kind of the whole point, isn't it, of reality tests, is to have that instilled in you of like, oh, this is a bit weird. Is it reality?
Yeah.
Or because like the more you get good at that, the more you're going to just become lucid. So I
seem to be questioning my own reality in waking state than I do in the dream state, though.
Yeah, well,
really
obviously, because you're more logical, aren't you? So.
Yeah,
I think eventually you'll have trained yourself sufficiently and you'll be able to do it in a lucid dream. But until that point, maybe not. So
at that point, I'll just keep freaking people out in my waking state, checking my hands. That is the latest one I do a lot now. Just always look at my hands.
Right. we've got the old Get Lucid 101, but you've kept this secret from me, so I don't actually know. But before we do that, we'll quickly talk about the wake back to beds that we did. We kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, but so you only had one wake back, not wake back to bed, sorry, the wilds, the wake induced lucid dreams. So you only had one wild, and I didn't actually have one. So obviously,
we've covered that.
Yeah, we've covered it. That was basically it. That was a very boring section.
But I mean, you've done wilds before.
Done wilds before, but my first lucid dream was actually a wild, so quite strange.
But I think a wild is it's harder to induce, especially like last week when I said you've got a lot on your mind. I mean, this I did say I was going to try and like get loads of work done and stuff, but I've got more stuff to do. And I think it really does have a massive effect on your lucidity.
Yeah.
Which is annoying because you have to concentrate on your dream life more than your waking life to get good at lucid dreaming, really.
Yeah.
That's what. And And then obviously you need to balance the two, but I mean, it's a hard trying to find that balance. I think what might be good is, like, you know, if you really do want to get good at Lucid Dream, just go nuts at doing your work or whatever you need to do for like a month, and then just go mental on Lucid Dreaming.
It's almost like doing your homework when you're younger and then going out. It's like you just want to go out real bad. You want to go to the park and play some football.
Do a month's worth of homework.
Your mum won't let you go out before the homework. So you have to smash the homework out well early and then go out and play. And it's kind of the same. You do all your work and all your boring shit from life. Well, it might not necessarily be boring. Some people have awesome jobs, but ours is boring. Do all your boring bullshit and then Lucid Dream. Coffee. Concentrate on it. So, but obviously, it's so much easier said than done. So
when you're a kid, if you're taught, because I think of, like, children Lucid Dream a bit more naturally than adults. Right. But like if you were taught at school, you know, like at the age of five upwards, about Lucid Dreaming and how to perfect the techniques, because when you're young, you haven't got any worries, really. You don't have to worry about money. Yeah. You could just literally, your life's sort of like a little dream anyway. You're just in your own dream world. Mine was quite dreamy. You'd be able to perfect the techniques, and then by the time, you know, you hit your teens and you start
the thing is,
you'd have well good experience of Lucid Dreaming. You'd be able to find that balance, I reckon.
Well, you say that, but I actually don't think learning it from that of a young age would be that amazing, purely on the fact that you said it, that when you're young, you don't really have that bigger grasp on reality. So if you haven't got that bigger grasp of reality, how do you properly determine between the two? Like, I think it's actually a bit more complicated than we made out before.
I was thinking about it this morning
when I was actually listening to our old podcasts, and we did touch on this point before. And, you know, if a child sort of did grow up and you taught them to Lucid Dream, yeah, they probably in the end would be better than, you know, now. But I think to actually grasp the concept and, like, properly use it, I think you have to be a bit older, because otherwise
I guess if you're a little kid and you're not sure between the two, and you're just like, oh, shut up, this is a dream. Yeah. Get me some milk.
I think it would be quite confusing
for a child.
Get them breasts
out, Mum.
Especially, like, if you started going on about, you know, oh, you can do whatever you want in a dream. Like, imagine if a kid had somehow... You know, I think it'd be a bit dangerous to give it to somebody.
And then he'd be like, right, registration, sit down, class. Shut up, love, this is a dream. She'd be like, Miles, sit down.
Exactly.
She'd be like, no, I'm dreaming.
No, I'm going to go flying. Then, I'll see you later. And jump off the school balcony.
Oh, man, imagine a court of law. Like, so what's your plea about murdering this man? I thought I was dreaming.
Another one of these lucid dreamers.
You dreamers, eh? Go on your way, son.
So what's your secret? I'm actually quite tantalized.
Oh, my secret Lucid 101.
Yeah, I'm up for it now.
Well, this is for people who are just up for who haven't had a lucid dream in a while, or have never had one, and they want to try some desperate techniques. This is like getting off with the fat bird. In a while. Right, it's called a tiled. Right,
it even sounds dirty. It's just got some sort of horrible ring to it.
And I'll tell you what it stands for. It stands for a thirst-induced lucid dream.
Thirst, as in quench your thirst.
Exactly. I'm going to read out the explanation I've got here on the computer. Right, this technique works by cutting out everything called drinking for so long that you can really feel that you are thirsty. Go to bed as normal and sleep off the deep delta sleep. Wake up after 5-6 hours and go to the bathroom. Fill a glass with tempting, fresh cold water. Try to think of water and doing a reality test when you drink. To make the experiment more successful, you should fill your mouth with salt so that you really feel like you need to drink something. Set the glass of water on your night table or bedside cabinet, up to you. And while you fall asleep, think on drinking the water and at the same time doing a reality test. You will not drink anything in the real world. You're just juicing yourself up for it. So if you find yourself drinking something, then it must be a dream. If you want to increase the feeling of thirst even more, you should try eating some pepper or chili before going to sleep again.
I'll be honest, Smith, that's not called a tiled.
What's
that's
that called?
Being a fucking retard. No wonder you kept it a secret. That is outrageous.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah, it's right. I'm going to give it a try just because I think we are outrageous enough to try it. But I'll tell you that when I've had food poisoning before and you have to starve it off and you don't eat and you don't drink, I've actually had crazy visions at night time. And I'm not even joking, right?
And
I've had like half dreams where I'm like, I'm doing boxes rapidly. I remember this. I had like food poisoning from a curry. And I was like, at the night, I hadn't drank all day and I was like going insane. And I was like, undoing these boxes. Like, oh, why won't these boxes just go together and stack? Why can't they just work? I was like sitting in my bed doing that, like lying in my bed. And then I woke up. I was like, oh, my God, I need to drink. I'm just turning insane. And I think that's actually the same thing. You're not getting the lucid dream from doing a reality test for being thirsty. You're getting a lucid dream because your mind's shutting down. Liquid.
You're just so dehydrated.
Yeah, you're dying.
It's just your consciousness left. That's all that's there.
That is quite funny. I'm glad.
No, but like the idea of it is that if you do find you're drinking, then you're in a dream. But
yeah, but could you not kind of do the same thing if you drank like some water, drank loads of water before you went to bed, and like fell asleep before you needed a piss? Yeah, and then you're like, right. If I need a piss, next time I need a piss, I'm going to be dreaming. And then you could be like, oh, I'm in a dream.
Yeah, but we touched on this, and you usually wake up if you need a wee. I mean, you're not going to be dreaming whilst actually
You do dream quite a lot about going to the toilet, because I've definitely experienced that. But yeah, we did talk about that before.
But I think it's an interesting one. I mean, I'm going to
try it.
I'm going to put salt in my mouth, but I don't think I'm going to recommend eating chilies before going to bed.
Was the other choice chilies and what? Peppers.
Chilies or pepper? Yeah. Well,
peppers are quite juicy.
You might as well What you might as well do is eat a vindaloo 2 hours before you go to bed.
Get food poisoning. Starve yourself. And go insane.
And get like a whole salt lick and just stick one of them in your mouth for about an hour.
Salt lick. By your bedside cabinet.
I want to have a lucid dream, all right?
Oh man.
I'm prepared to do
anything.
I've
already got a salt lick, mate. I use it to entice the horses back to mine.
For your animal fetishes. Yeah, man. But I think,
oh my God. Like,
the techniques we were giving out usually have been like basically what
you should be doing.
Like DJ LaBerge and Robert Wagner. But like this one I saw on the internet and it just seemed quite interesting.
Quirky.
I'm going to give it a go because it might work.
That is an awesome. Right, this isn't endorsed by me. This is only endorsed by Smith. This one.
It's endorsed 100%. Go out, eat a load of curry. Don't drink any water for as long as possible.
Don't die is also another great tip with this technique. Don't overstarve yourself of water because you will die. So.
I mean, I'm only going to do it for one day. That's what I would recommend. I mean, I think one day of not drinking anything, like not even having milk on your cereal, I'm going to eat dry bran flakes.
Don't lie.
I'm not lying.
You're going to have salty bran flakes.
I'll have toast instead. I don't think I'll have dry cereal.
Dry toast?
Well, we can have butter, can't you?
No, that's counted as a dairy milk product. You're not allowed that now.
So I'm going to have dry toast. What? Ham sandwich for lunch with no butter.
It's got quite a lot of water content in that ham.
I'm going to have a vindaloo for dinner.
That's got cream in it.
And then I'm going to stick a load of salt in my mouth and wait. You wake up, sort of do the way back to bed, like it said, you know, wake up 5 to 6 hours after you
slept. Think you'll be needing a piss. It said go to the toilet. I don't think you'll be needing a piss.
It says go to the toilet and pour yourself a refreshing ice cold glass of water to tempt you. And then just imagine drinking it stick it by your bed.
You're definitely going to just go insane. That isn't even a lucid dream. That's just literally insanity. And I've actually had that before, like I said, from food poisoning.
If I go insane, it'll be an interesting show next week. So,
especially if we talk about it again. All right. Well, that's our Get Lucid 101. I'm quite glad that you've got this one though, because we have we've been quite serious with the Lucid 101s, but this one's quite a funny one.
I just hope anyone out there just doesn't OD on vindaloos and not drink it.
Please don't die.
You know, if you are wanting to try this and you're quite scared about, you know, going full frontal with a vindaloo, just try a korma or maybe a chicken tikka.
Kormas are so weak.
Yeah, go for a tikka masala or a madras. It's down to you.
It's completely up to you which curry of choice. Yeah.
Yeah. And rice, in terms of rice, you know, pea
pao. What's the other one?
the yellow one.
That is Pilau. That is Pilau.
Might even buy a Peshwari naan if I'm feeling.
Mate, that will do it right, because those things are dry.
He's like, would you like a beverage, sir? Nah, just give me extra curry sauce.
Just give me 8 poppadoms. Oh, are you having guests? Nah, mate, I'm just drying my mouth out.
Actually, how am I going to eat a vindaloo without drinking? I'm going to be on fire.
Unlucky, mate. Unlucky.
Right, enough curries.
Right, we've got some questions this week. So we only had one last week, but we had about 3 this week. So I can't even read my own notepad. It's so dark. Hang on, give me a sec. Just let me switch on the light. Oh, does it work? Yes, I'm not in a dream.
Good stuff. Oh, by the way, the reason it's so dark in Joe's room is because when we record this podcast, he puts a towel over his head
to give me a better sound. Giving away my recording techniques. Right. This one is, can you do a handstand in a lucid dream? Then that's from Chris Lusang.
Well, I've never done one, but I would have, obviously, yes, I would have thought. But
it sounds like some sort of, I mean, you could turn it into some sort of sexual move.
What, a handstand?
Lucid dream, yeah. Because like, obviously you can pull off balance probably way more than you could in real life.
Just do a handstand, sink through the floor, and then just be holding a pair of tits.
Or like the woman's doing a handstand and you're like above her.
All right, okay, yeah, some gymnastic action.
Yeah, because obviously you literally couldn't do that in real life unless you were some crazy Olympian. But we're not that, so we could just do it in a dream.
So yeah, sexual handstands, they can be done.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, that is that question done. Right, we've got another couple from a lady called Natalie Carroll. So, and hers were... this one's quite interesting, actually. She asked our opinions on binaural and isochronic tones and beats and all those sort of things.
Oh, a serious question.
Yeah, we got a real serious one this time.
I don't know any of that stuff.
Well, I can't do. No. Have you used either of them before? Well, I suppose
I have, actually.
Really explain them first. There's some
you
weird...
explain it.
Well, what I've read about them is that they're some like weird ass tones, basically. They send 2 different tones through, one in each ear. You have to listen to it with headphones. And they're like proper slightly different frequencies, and it makes this weird beating noise or something, and that supposedly is meant to affect your brain waves and in turn either induce lucid dreams and or help you to quit smoking or help you get erections. And there was all sorts of ridiculous like reasons for like using these tones.
Help you get erections.
I mean, I think the erection one is probably the most plausible, because whenever I hear a boring noise, I always get a boner, you know.
Whenever I hear a binaural beat, you know, I'm raging.
I'm ready to go, mate. I'm in heat, yeah. Oh man, no. So, but I don't know. I don't know really. I've actually got quite a cool little thing that I haven't talked to you about it, but a few years ago, a friend of mine from college, he linked me something called iDosa, and I don't know if you've heard about this, Smith, before.
No,
iDosa. Basically, it was like binaural sounds, and they were intended to change your brainwaves to affect you in ways that drugs do.
Oh, right.
And it was called iDosa, right? And so, like, you could literally pick sounds. Like, one was called, like, ecstasy. One was called, like, heroin. One was called bits, right? And you'd literally lay there and listen to these sounds, right? And try and get high off of noise.
Did it work?
No.
Brilliant.
I tried it a couple times and I was like, God, to be honest, this is bullshit. Like,
mate,
I really
bet if that did work, it'd be number one in the charts.
It's like Top of the Pops, UK.
Top of the Pops. Oh, I love this one, it's working.
That is actually hilarious. Oh, there's just loads of people with headphones just like getting well high in parks. Just emanating. Oh, man.
Album 47 times today. I love it.
Oh man, you'd make so much money off of them.
You'd have DJs as dealers.
So I've tried that and it hadn't worked. Did you say that you'd tried a binaural beat before?
Yeah, I've tried the legal high binaural beat.
The legal high. What one's
legal
that?
One.
The lucid dream one.
I actually bought this off a website.
You bought it?
Huh?
You bought it?
I bought it.
Well, you're a mug.
You got a problem with that?
Yeah, you're a mug. I could have made that by doing a fart in your ear.
I actually bought this track.
I'm still laughing, sorry, because
I bought two tracks.
Right.
Later finding out that you could have actually bought two and got one free if you clicked on this deal, but I didn't click the deal. I actually just bought two.
Not only were you mugged off once, but you were mugged off twice. Yeah, that is hilarious.
So maybe, oh, that's why I'm not plugging the website, because I got ripped off.
Yeah.
But anyway, one I bought. I mainly bought this one for Deep Meditations, Binaural Beats.
Right.
I was going to say saying it. And it wasn't for Lucid Dreaming, but...
Same sort of thing, though.
Yeah, I lied down on my bed, and I just listened to it. And because this is when I first started just touching on it, and you do get into a bit much old... an altered state quicker, I would say.
Do you not feel that's from... you know, like we've said before, that if you concentrate on one thing, then it's easier to just stay focused. Do you not think it's that effect? Almost placebo.
Well, yeah, it does, because you've got the sound. It's keeping your mind active, yeah. But it's not really. It's the sound, because like the binaural beats, like the track I bought, it's not like distracting, really. It's just sort of like a monotonous sound that's going on in the background. So, yeah, you could say it keeps your mind active, but it's also meant to change your brainwave pattern a bit as well,
right.
I think. To help you get into that altered state, but it does it did work with me a bit, and I've tried it a couple of times in different positions as well. I find sitting on the floor was quite good.
Yeah,
doing it, but I mean I haven't tried a lucid dreaming one, but I probably will try it. But I think it can help, like you said. I think it can help you to get into an altered state quicker.
Right.
Really.
So rather than it actually changing your brainwaves and making certain things happen, it's more that, you know, you're focusing on this weird humming noise in your ears.
Yeah, I mean, I think it does have an effect on your brainwaves a bit, but I mean, I don't really know that much about it. I don't know the
science. No, neither do I.
But I've heard the track, and so it could be either, but it does help, basically, right. I think. But I also downloaded the second one, which was a subliminal message track, and it's literally... It's so boring to listen to that I couldn't be bothered to keep up with it.
Right.
But I just had it was a half an hour long track of waves.
And then just some guy going, lucid dream. In the middle of it.
Exactly. Just the bloke saying, lucid dreaming. Also, buy my new tracksuit top bottoms. PC World, lucid dream. all you can hear is the waves. You can't hear anything else. You can't hear advertisement. But
you never know.
There is apparently, you know, this these phrases in the background saying you will have a lucid dream tonight, you know, get lucid. But
it's just me and you again. Get lucid.
Get your tits out. No.
Come to our house.
73.
Send me money.
No, send me money, please. But no. That I didn't keep up because it's boring, and I listened to it once and I didn't get lucid that night, so it's not a fair test. But I mean, so don't I don't know. I need to try out these subliminal messages a bit more.
Well, and also that, normal beats and that.
But also, I get concerned as well. Like, you know, I went on the internet. Like, I plugged that website last week, World of Lucidity, or that load of dashes in between or whatever.
Oh, what the
and they've got loads of great.
Sorry, keep going. I've proper interrupted you then.
they've got loads of really cool information on there. They also have a video on that website. Listen to last week's episode to get their website. Right. I can't remember it, but...
Oh, well, we'll put it in the blog. I actually needed to put that in the blog last week, but I forgot. Sorry.
Oh, well, there you go. But it's got loads of fast... It's a small video, loads of imagery saying, like, you will lose your dream, like, loads of text and stuff, and you just try and absorb it. And that was pretty cool, but... I didn't actually get a lucid dream from it, but obviously I need to. You can't just do things once and just say, "Oh, it don't work." You got to do it a few times.
Got to do the old average, the law of average.
So. But like my worry is, like, you go on the internet for these free things of subliminal messages. You don't know if someone's chucking in a cheeky dildo or, you know, Parmesan cheese. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's not that harmful though. But if they're like, kill Adam Sandler, then it's a bit more harmful if you're getting subliminal messages to kill a Jewish comedian. So
yeah, well, I mean, I hate Parmesan cheese.
Well,
so
I hate Adam Sandler. So.
Oh. There you go. That would work for you. What's with Adam Sandler? He's nice.
Yeah, it's just, I just don't like his films very much. A bit boring.
Bit boring.
But she also asked. Well,
how do we get onto Parmesan cheese from that binaural beats question? I don't know.
Neither do I. That's one of those mysteries that you can't even ask your subconscious to answer. It's too in-depth. So she also asks, well, she also says that she finds it hard to remember to do reality checks in real life. And I thought this was quite a funny question because we've actually had some really quite quirky things to remind us. And so have Sean and Danny that we talked to as well, because... they said that they used to send text messages to each other, and they'd wear their T-shirts really from their show that say, like, am I dreaming or is this realistic, and all sorts of weird, crazy stuff. I mean, didn't you used to write on your hand, like, dream or am I dreaming or something?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I did. If your friends don't know that you're into lucid dreaming, then you do look a bit weird with just dream written everywhere. Like,
especially if you tattoo it, like, am I dreaming tattoo, like...
Well, like, I've went a bit nuts. I do things to, like, reality test is more of a state of mind. Like,
yeah,
you just
got
to constantly always think you're dreaming, and there's, basically it's down to your own creativity to help you along that way rather than just always relying on it. Like, I've set up desktop backgrounds on my computer saying, am I dreaming? I've got the dream.
Oh yeah, we need to send that out as well. I forgot about that.
Yeah, if you want it, I'll I don't know how to.
It's alright. I'll upload it. We've got a tasty little Get Lucid Am I Dreaming desktop background for people this week. Forgot about that.
There
you go. So, yeah, we'll put that
up. That's a freebie. So everyone just rub their nipples on that.
There you go. That tied in quite nicely. A little bit of advertisement. Yeah.
Lick that.
I mean, there's so many different ways.
I really like your one, Joe, about the door, but this is so unpractical.
Some Santa Claus bloke from an Egyptian video. But it's so difficult to do. It's not even impractical. All you have to do is question if you're dreaming whilst you're going through a door. Like, you don't even have to do anything else. You just say, oh, am I dreaming? Look around quickly. No. But to actually do that is probably the hardest thing I've encountered whilst doing lucid dreaming. And it just shows how difficult it truly is to remember to check for reality. I mean, a really good technique that we've talked about before as well is the Stephen LeBerg one, the DJ LeBee one.
DJ.
He gives you like a list of items, right? It's like four or five a day, each one different. And each day you have to look at the items and remember them. You're not allowed to look at them again. And then throughout the day you have to test reality when you see that thing. So, for example, one of them will be like the first time you write something down, or the first time someone says your name, or the first time you see a red car, things like that, right? And that can really help to make you remember your reality. It's a really good tip.
And that should be our Lucid 101 next week, and we can write a list of things for people to do.
Yeah, actually, that's a really good idea, because we can make...
Because I remember doing this at the start. I forgot about this. I read at the start when I read his book, and I did find I got a more lucid doing this.
Yeah, I remember you talking about it, and I said, that's such a cool idea.
Yeah.
I started trying.
We'll do that next week, but do the tiled this week.
Do that crazy tiled this week with the horse salt.
Thirst induced. Oh,
sounds like
dry.
Ridiculous.
Oasis.
Oh my god! It sounds like the most ridiculous. I'm actually well juiced up for trying it.
Like, usually, my dad would come up and be like, "Oh, do you want a glass of water before you go to bed?" No, Dad. Can you just get me a pot of salt, please?
And some hay that I can just chew on. My god, what do we do to get lucid?
But like, if you're having problems remembering reality tests, the best thing to do is find a reality test that you like doing the most. I quite like writing down am I dreaming, and then looking at it, looking away, and then looking back, because you've got the motion of writing, because even writing can be difficult in a dream sometimes, and you've got the motion of seeing if the text is stabilized. But I do
that's
that a
quite
lot
difficult to do though.
Yeah,
like,
but
you haven't always got a pen and paper on hand.
This is what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, you should do a reality test that's made for you. Because for me, at work, every day I have to, well, twice a day I have to write down, you know, the new stock that we need to put in the fridge. And then at the top I write, am I dreaming? And I do that on several bits of paper, you know, twice a day, usually at work.
Right.
So, like, So you should find a reality test that you like doing and then try and involve it into a routine that you do a lot. So I don't know, if you're at work, this is a really good one.
It's a really good tip, man. That's a really good tip.
If you're working in a nail salon, you could be like, right, well, my reality test is going to be check my hands all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
See if they'll... Yeah. But I suppose
working with your hands, if you're doing like a job that's quite hand-eye coordinating, like intensive, then writing something on your hand and looking at your hands is probably the best bet. But for someone that, you know, like does writing, like you said, that's a really good tip, actually, man. I'm quite surprised.
Yeah, so that's what I've tried to do related to things like if you're a night shift worker. I love this. This is like a little game now.
Yeah.
If you're a night shift worker and you've got to go in, you always turn on lights, you know, late at night. That's your reality
test.
That's
a really good one as well.
But like, if you're
a deep sea diver, you're taking chef, off your mask and trying to breathe underwater. That's a really good one as well.
Oh dear. What if you're a knife thrower and just stabbed yourself?
A professional bungee jumper. Try jumping without the bungee.
I'm going to do the flying reality test. That's not really a reality test. That's just a death test. Yeah. Am I going to die? No, I'm dreaming. Thank God. Oh, I was really sweating there. But like, yeah, so that's the best one I can think of. Like, if there's a reality test you like, try, or if there's something that you do a lot, try and involve it into your routine, your daily routine, basically. Yeah. And then you'll do that reality test more. I mean,
I really like that one, man. That's a really good.
You loved that, didn't you?
Yeah, that was tasty.
There you go. Cover yourself in butter and just
Vaseline.
Get a sandwich.
So, now that was wicked. Right, on that note, seeing that we're going to end on quite a high note, I think there. Might as well start wrapping it up, sir. What was that? Now we've gone on a low note. Let's end on a low note.
That's my narrow ecstasy beat.
That was terrible.
Oh. Right, back down to the show.
Have you got any shout-outs this week, sir?
No.
Well, none, not even from the usual.
No, Downer, now you've ruined it.
No, Juicy.
Juicy Webs, thanks for hosting. www.juicywebs.co.uk.
That was the most unenthusiastic shout out I've ever heard. Ever.
Oh, cheers. Man. No, we love you, GC. Thanks.
Have you got any others at all, or you? Is that it?
Yes. This. Right. This will freak people out a bit, I think. If you're really interested in lucid dreaming and like you're thinking about the consciousness and like being self-aware and stuff, this is a really cool thing to do. Type in to Google, who are you, right? And then click on the first link, and it should be, I think the first link is Life 2.0. That's the first link.
Right.
And just read that article, because I found it really interesting.
How did you find that link? Did you type who are you in Google?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why'd you type that?
Because, you know, this whole thing about the ego is like, I typed in something like I am and who am I, just because I wanted to see like people's responses about the topic, basically, rather than not because I know who I am. Well, I think I know who I am, but we're not getting into that. That's the whole ego and all that.
We'll
but it's just
in
a really
about a month.
Talk about that when there's no more
we've
jokes.
Got no more audience.
Settle down with a manuscript and a glass of cognac.
Yes. So what was this then? It was Life 2.0 after typing.
What you got to do is type in who are you into Google, and it's the first result, and it's the first result is Life 2.0, and it's quite an interesting article, so just check it out if you've got nothing to do.
There you go.
And while you're doing that, do a reality test. You've got to do the light switch.
All right. Sounds pretty good.
Okay.
All right. Well, quickly before I give my shout outs, I just wanted to say that me and a few friends are cycling from England to Istanbul in the summer. I know this is really off topic, but it is a good topic. We're doing it for charity and such. So I'm going to be putting some cool stuff up on the website and that. I'm just kind of plugging it because obviously we want sponsorships for this charity. The charity's Raising Hope Foundation, and they do all sorts of stuff that's really good in Africa and other places. I don't know that much about the charity to be plugging it. It's set up by my other friend, but we do really need some supporters, so I'm going to stick the information on that on our website later. So getting right into the training.
our website will be up and running properly soon, because we've got the blog spot, obviously, so we'll stick it on there.
Yeah, but, you know, we've got our little project on horizon, so we'll keep you going. But, yeah, so check out my cycling stuff. We're riding for team for GC Webs as well, after all they've done for us at Get Lucid. We're called Team Juicy. It's going to be
Juicy Webs.
Oh, yes, we do. Right, and we've got shout-outs this week. We've got... thank you, everyone, for sending in questions. We actually got about 5 or 6 this week, but I only picked 3. Sorry about that. we do run out of time now. We are getting a bit of a bombardment. But thank you, everyone, for sending us questions. We will try and get through them all. Like, obviously, if we only get like 1 next week, then we'll read the rest of them out. But yeah, thank you from Natalie and Chris for your questions today. They were really good questions, so quite enjoyed them. Also, thanks to Sean again this week from the Lucidity Web Saga, because he's absolutely plugged the shit out of this podcast. Views have just shot up since he's been chatting shit about us, and I'm not actually joking, it's ridiculous. So thank you, Sean. Everyone, make sure you check out his website www.iiiproductions.com. They got crazy loads of Lucid Dream stuff, plus some other really cool alternative media, like some short films and stuff like that are actually awesome. Like, did you see the one about all the crazy clones and stuff, Smith?
Yeah, I saw that. What was it?
I can't remember what it's called.
Something about the universe, wasn't it?
Yeah, we'll just go on their site and find it and comment on
awesome.
It.
It's awesome. He thinks he's himself.
It's so good. Other people. Yeah, so like everyone, please check that out, because Sean's doing a really cool job with all of his stuff.
Multi-universe, isn't it? The multiverse.
Multiverse, that's it. Yeah, check that's that one it, out. Yeah. It's awesome. I think you can find a lot of their stuff on YouTube as well. If you search Third Productions, like III, or whatever, well, something like that. I'll put a link again in Blogspot to their YouTube channel. So please subscribe to them as well as us. You know, give them some support as well. Yeah, you can find us, as usual, on Facebook if you just type in Get Lucid. And Twitter. You can get us on Twitter at GetLucidUK. I've tried to keep up.
Do
with,
we use Twitter?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to
sort
start.
Of a dead horse, really.
I feel a bit bad for the guys who've subscribed, because I haven't really done much on the Twitter. I think I'm gonna get you to use the Twitter, Smith.
Oh, don't give me the back end.
What do you mean the back end? Twitter's huge.
I'm not a Twitter user.
No,
really.
I reckon you could be. With all the coffee you drink, you'd be like, oh, Twitter. Just add another cup. That's what you're gonna do.
People will just unsubscribe from my useless twits.
Fucking idiot. He's a twat, not a twit.
Brilliant. Oh.
So you can...
You got a twat on the twit. Can't wait.
You can find us on iTunes if you just search Get Lucid again. And please check our Blogspot for all our episodes. I mean, I don't know why, but we've suddenly got like an influx on episode 1. Ridiculously. So thanks to everyone for listening to episode 1. Hopefully you enjoy the whole of the series, because they are getting better, I hope. I mean, I did go back and listen to the first episode. I was like, oh my God, we sound awful. I was so ill as well.
I think the insults were so much worse back in the day as well.
Yeah, we were quite horrific. So yeah, check that out. I didn't even say the URL. Oh, I'm getting sloppy.
Brilliant.
It's getluciduk.blogspot.com. And any questions or any sort of junk that you want to send us, pictures, we've had stories sent to us.
Sonnets, poems.
Stories were pretty cool, actually. I might link some of those.
Dream journals.
Dream journals. I wouldn't mind hearing some cool dream journals, actually.
Or some lucid tips, like anything that we haven't talked about, or something that you think might help.
Or some crazy cool links, because we've had some wicked stuff that's really enlightened us, and will probably enlighten a lot of other people. So yeah, please send us anything. It's pretty cool. And that email is getluciduk@hotmail.co.uk. So please, everyone, check Sean's site out again, Juicy Webs out again, and thank you very much for listening. So, any last words, Smith?
No.
All right then. We'll see. We'll see you next week, everyone. Sweet lucid dreams.
Ta-da.